Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Political parties in Israel may break up, which could help form an Israeli coalition government. That's the headline. Winky Medad comes to the broadcast table to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Actually, can you give us the latest on the elections as of today? What's going on?
Well, Jimmy, for those who are our veteran and faithful listeners, they know that you and I have discussed many times the possibility that there would be a breakup in some of the parties. We are beginning to see the beginning of that. But at the present moment, three members of Knesset, two from the Blue and White faction and one from the United Democratic faction, who have indicated that they are not willing to go along with a minority government that is bolstered up or supported from the outside by the Arab Joint List. If this holds, Jimmy, even if they don't completely bolt their parties and go over to Likud, which of course would be the next stage, that dashes Benny Gantz's chances of even setting up a minority government.
But Winky, does that allow him to be any closer to forming a coalition? Are they leaning towards coming to Likud and being a part of that 61 members of Knesset they need to select a prime minister?
I'd have to say no at the moment that you and I are talking, and I want to make it clear to the listeners so they understand the background of this crisis of political inability to get a coalition set up. The Blue and White Party, as every day goes on, and now I'm linking up with what I said just a few moments ago, Jimmy, and Netanyahu is being seen to be a magnificent leader in times of crisis. What's happening is that he is greatly increasing his chances of pulling over people onto his side or threatening Blue and White that if they go to elections again, they have no chance. He will completely, to use a phrase I once used in America, wipe the floor with them because the people, again, are very impressed.
Winky Medad explaining how Israel may form a coalition government by the political parties breaking up and then being able to form a government after the third try in three elections. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Winky was able to explain how the people of Israel may be able to form a government. It's not going to be by party partnership, but instead by people leaving their political parties and moving ahead on principle. An Israeli state without a government is opening a door for Israel's enemies to enter that vacuum to fill it with terror attacks that could destroy the Jewish state. God's plan of human government is the way into the future. It's God's way into the future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...